participants in the conference.
This is Ross.
Oh, hi, Ross. Good morning. This is Sherry calling from Local Splash. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. I just wanted to check in and see if you had noticed and reviewed the email we sent you with information on verification of your Google listing.
I just haven't gotten to doing it because I'm struggling to understand exactly what they need as far as verification. It doesn't make sense to me.
Oh, okay. Do you have a minute that I can tell you?
Yeah, I'm driving currently, but yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's actually pretty simple once you have everything together that they want to see, which basically is any type of documentation showing that your business exists. They want to see the tools of your trade and the vehicles that you use to go to your clients. And they'll ask to see the sticker on your license plate. They want to make sure that your tags are up to date, and they might ask to see you open and unlock your vehicle. They just also want to see that you're like the person that's in charge. And
once that makes no sense to me though, because the whole reason I don't understand why they need all that, and honestly, that's a security issue, giving away my license plate, which is tied to where I personally live. They have an ROC number that is with the state government agency stating my company's existence and stating that my company is in good standing. So how can government-titled agencies have the documentation that states here's his ROC number registered with the contractor's department, but they say they need proof that I'm a business? That is the proof. Registration, license, and all that.
Yes, and I totally get that, but their guidelines are that they require to see what they think is necessary to deem that you're a legitimate business and not someone that might just be trying to get front page placement on Google, and that you might not be operating according to their guidelines.
I understand that, but how do they make guidelines if they're not a structural steel erecting company? I'm pretty sure they have no idea what tools are even required to do this job.
That I cannot.
So they don't even know what they're looking at.
You know what? That might well be the case, but with something of that nature, all I really can say is that we do have to go by their guidelines, and whether the person reviewing your video does or doesn't know what the tools of your trade are, I don't know how they determine who does the reviewing and what they do or don't see that appeases them. I can only say that we have no way of going around anything that they require.
That's fine. I mean, I'll send a video, but I'm definitely not putting my license plate number in a video because that is a security issue. And if anybody can't understand that, they need to understand they're dealing with a former service member. Security and my family's safety is number one. And by them having my license plate, that tells them exactly where I live.
Well,
and I definitely don't need that on a Google platform where a bunch of crazy people are, because I just don't feel like going to prison for killing somebody, to be honest with you.
No, you know, I understand. But I can also tell you that nobody sees the video except the person that's actually reviewing it. It's not like it's going online or anything.
Okay.
It's exclusively for verification purposes only.
Okay. Well, that changes it a little bit, because I was like, if they go put in a post, put it this way, if I send a video and then next thing I see is that video on Google,
it's
not going to be a good day for Google.
No. No, it's nothing like that at all. It is literally only for their verification of your business, and that's it.
well, then I'll go ahead and I can get that completed because I'm currently driving to a job site in Yuma where I can take video of the truck sitting on a job site. And
okay.
They need more verification. There's no more better than that. I mean, there it is.
So just to let you know, too, that when you do the video, you're going to log into your email and you're going to click the email that we sent you that has the instructions. Do you recall getting that? And then there's a link about halfway down that you'll click. That link actually logs you into your listing, and you'll upload the video from there. A tutorial will actually come on and walk you through the process. It takes less than 2 minutes.
Sounds good. I'll go ahead and get that done today, then.
Okay. All right. I'll make a note of that, and I'll follow up with you again.
Thank you so much. You have a great
day. You're welcome. Oh, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.